Good morning. This is Dennis with Daily Inspirations again, and I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning we're looking at Ephesians chapter 1, in which there's a prayer in here that I see in the end of it here, to Paul praying for the Ephesians, and I believe it's a beautiful prayer that we could pray for one another as a church, and pray for churches and saints and believers in Jesus Christ. But before we get to that, I would like to kind of go over what we're facing here in the first part of the chapter and the book of Ephesians. And so let's start out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in our name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in which we are thankful for him. We are thankful for his word and for his dying for our sins. O Lord, have mercy on us. We ask, Lord, that your spirit would be in the midst of us this morning, and that your spirit would guide us and direct us into all truth and help us understand this word. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we have Paul here. Let's just go slowly through this chapter here and see what the Lord has for us this morning. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ. So I believe that's a beautiful way of starting out a letter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So this is the letter that he's writing to the saints at Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus, by the will of God. So this letter is also for us today. He's speaking to us. If he's not speaking to us, then maybe we have sin in our lives, or maybe maybe the Word of God is, of course, the Word of God applies to every one of us. So let's open our hearts. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So grace and peace. He's blessing us. He's coming in with grace and peace. He's blessing us as he's entering in with this letter. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us, in whom we have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So he has chosen us according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So we were chosen before the foundation of the world. We were chosen of the world for that we should be holy. And here's what he wants us to be. For we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we should, that's where we need to walk, in holiness and in righteousness, upholding the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the Holy Bible, that we should walk holy, without blame, before him in love. So we come before his presence. We come before his, we walk in him in holiness, in righteousness, in peace, long-suffering, in love, without blame. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the God to the good pleasure of his will. So here he's having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to him according to the good pleasure of his will. So it's for his good pleasure that we are created, and it's for his good pleasure that we walk in holiness and righteousness, upholding the truth and walking by the Spirit of God. May the Spirit fill our hearts this morning. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. So he has made us accepted. You know, before we were lost sinners, we were sinners headed for hell, at least I was. And of course the word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted, we turn from our sins, we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has made us. He has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. In whom we have redemption. We have redemption in Jesus Christ. There's a couple of brothers here in our congregation. Their name of their business is Redemption Properties. They redeem properties. They buy these old houses, old properties. They're run down, beat up, and they clean them up. They fix them up nice. They look very beautiful before they sell them. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is also in the redemption business, redeeming us from our sins, from our iniquities, the sins that will take us to the pits of hell and let us burn forever and ever. In whom we have redemption, Jesus Christ, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Can we grasp that? We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Not the shallowness of his grace, but the riches of his grace. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, if I can pronounce it right, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. He has abounded that toward us in all his wisdom, in all of it, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Here we go with his good pleasure again. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Excuse me. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance. Here we have an obtained inheritance in Jesus Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So he worketh us. That's why it's very important to have an open heart toward our Lord Jesus Christ, towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church, to purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Is God working in our lives? working those things out that he doesn't want in our lives. Just let that go. Let that go. And he's working in us, trying to, as we come closer to our end here on earth, that he's working those things out in us, that we should be the praise of his glory. We are the praise. Imagine that. That's just this. That's a lot. We are the praise of his glory. Who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that he believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. After, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Brothers and sisters, or whether you are a brother or a sister in Christ and listening in here, we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise after we have believed. After we have come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of our sins, and put our faith and trust in him, which is the earnest of our inheritance. So here we have the Spirit of God, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Well, that's all I have for this morning. Thanks for listening in. We do have a Saturday morning Bible life, Saturday morning Bible study, and you are welcome to join us at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. That number is 857-216-6700. ID number 525-819. So 7:30. This is a live Bible study, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday morning. The phone number is 857-216-6700. The ID number to get in is 525-819. God bless you, and thanks for listening.